Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Brady and the Gun. Brady.
I think Tom has a big game here against Philadelphia. I think he torches.
Screens out to Edelman. Edelman's going to throw. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Dorsett.
Your first touchdown since 2014. Take us through how that play came about today.
We've been practicing it and for a while, and we finally called it, and we executed it.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
I'm pretty discouraged right now. A little different than normal.
Yeah, well, we just played for 3 hours, so I think everyone's a little tired.
Tom Brady not happy.
Yeah.
Maybe you needed a hug post-game.
I appreciate it.
And just say, you know what?
It's not your fault.
I appreciate it.
It's not your fault.
Just wish we would play better offensively.
It's not your fault.
Why?
Right now.
Frank Sinatra once came, sat down in that chair. I said, Frank, you hang out with Tom Brady. How old is he? He said, Tom Brady's 137 years old.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Responded like we've never seen it before.
Tom Brady?
Not happy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't blame him.
Not happy. That's what it's come to, right? I think it finally broke him. Everything finally got to him, and this is, you can mark your calendars. That's when he broke. And forget, because I would say Brady's usually pretty good at hiding his emotions.
Very good at hiding
how he really feels.
Very good.
You know,
so typical,
you know,
though.
What is?
Well, the team's 9-1, and like people are complaining, you know, that they're 9-1, and they're third in the league in scoring. Oh no, wait, it's not the media, is it? Complaining? It's Tom Brady.
Yeah, and the worst part about it,
he's not happy. He's 9-1. Oh, guys, 9-1. Relax, everything's fine. Well, why is your quarterback acting like someone just kicked his dog?
Because the quarterback knows he's very competitive. He gets
because he's
it.
A brawl. He's a bit player. That offense is a. Not even a best supporting actress or
no,
actor. It is a you're just playing a you're just keeping the you're just keeping the body.
See,
warm.
This is where the managing the game manager. This is where it becomes a negative. For years, you know, people always talked about game manager. And I was like, well, that should be a compliment. You know, you manage a game plan. We're going to throw the ball deep. We're going to throw the ball short. I'm going to take what they give me. You know, and a lot of quarterbacks just don't. They don't take what's right there. They look downfield. They have 8 yards
greedy.
Right in front of them. They get greedy, and they lose. They don't manage the game. But this is the when you start talking about game managing, the negative part of it. This is what Tom Brady has asked right now. Don't turn it over. Your defense is better than you. You guys are no longer the great part of our team. You need to manage this game. You know, let's not go crazy. 3rd and 13, little dump screen. Hey, if we get 8, we punt it. We leave it up to our kicker. We bury him. And then our defense will hold him. And maybe, you know, you might actually do something and put points on the board. But if not, we'll punt it again. The defense will play great. So this is the negative part, and that's exactly where he's at right now in this offense.
And that's why
don't turn the ball over.
And we'll get to this later on, but that's why he doesn't trust the young receivers, because they are most likely to force a mistake, commit a turnover, and that's how Tom Brady can lose a football game for the New England Patriots. But I'm not surprised at this at all, because he's usually pretty honest about this stuff, and he always talks about week 10, around Thanksgiving. That's when you find out what you've got with a football team. Well, guess what? Tom Brady knows what he has as a football team right now.
Isn't that kind of evident based on how he was acting?
Yes.
I mean, I think, because you think about it, 2 weeks – you have 2 weeks off after getting your butt whooped and you were down in that game against Baltimore. You have 2 weeks, you're self-scouting, you're trying to figure everything out, and then sure enough, like you have multiple opportunities to finish drives, to score points, and you can't do it. And I will say, this is what stood out to me the most. So you have under a minute left in the game. You get the ball back. They have 3 timeouts. To their credit, they saved their timeouts, so it's a little bit more challenging. Doesn't matter. All you need is 1 first down.
3 and
you
out.
Get 1 first down, you get 10 yards, and that's it. The game's over. And then Brady gets to end the game on the field, taking a knee. That's the way it should be. Not playing this guessing game, not worrying about another Miami miracle, not worrying about a hook and ladder or a Hail Mary pass. No, you can't get 10 yards on three straight running plays. We've said it all along. We saw it last year. They know you're going to run it. You know you're going to run it. This is where the rubber meets the road, everybody. So who can win? It's a man-to-man battle. Us against them. Let's go get it, right? Push them against their will. They can't do it.
It's all
so you sit there, and they use their timeouts, and they get the ball back with plenty of time. And you're sitting there going, holy crap, they get a penalty. Next thing you know, this is a possibility. Yeah. The odds are starting to go against you now. Yeah. That, to me, would have pissed me off the most. So you're wondering why? The game was tough. It was difficult. But then he ended it with that drive, three and out again.
So it's all the same problem. So they get 2 weeks off. They go and work on it. We hear murmurs out of practice that there's some new wrinkles. They're trying some new stuff. They're going to maybe look a little bit different. And then they come out and they give you that. And you sit there and say, well, to me, it's the same old team. So red zone, they can't score in the red zone. Matter of fact, the only way they found a way of scoring in the red zone is let's do a little trickery.
In the red zone?
In the red zone.
How often does that work?
It was third and 11. Was it not third and 11?
Yeah, they had
to. Play. That was a desperation
That's
play.
What it was, Lou.
But they I'm just saying, desperate. Like, you know, like, usually you got a big part of the field. You know, you're at your own 20, own 30, and you do the double pass to get a guy deep. You're in the red zone, and you ran that thing. Now, you disguised it because you've been doing nothing but screens, you know, it seemed like, for the whole game. So, hey, comes
not
another one.
Not effective.
Yeah, they're third and 11. They're going to punt, you know, basically punt on the play, meaning they're not going for it. A little screen to Julian. Maybe he can make it. He gets 6, 7, 8 yards. Here comes Nugent again. So they've sold it, set him up for it. But you don't see too many double passes in the red zone. Not enough room.
But remember, they had already ran a double pass. They already ran one earlier. They ran one earlier in the game. A double
Burkhead.
Pass back to Brady.
Right.
So two trick passes. So your offense is I know, but it's so bad. This is why I told you. I don't know how many weeks ago I said their offense is terrible. Do you think their offense is terrible? Their offense is terrible.
That's bad.
I think their offense is terrible right now.
It's terrible. It was terrible before. It didn't get it. You know what it did? It kind of peaked for a quick little second. You're like, ooh, but that was about as good as it's going to get.
Oh, yeah, because they were playing the JV.
As a whole, the offense is terrible.
So yesterday you saw it. So you come up with a game plan. And you say, okay, Philadelphia's got a good front defensively. So, and guess what? They were beating up that offensive line, and they were getting back there and getting to Brady. So, all right, we'll beat that, because if they're going to over-pursue, we're going to run screens. The only problem was your guys couldn't get out to block in the screen. You got nothing out of most of those screen passes. So, normally, we are accustomed over the last 20 years of watching, even when teams give this offense some trouble, of them coming up with a different wrinkle here or there. Now we're coming up with the wrinkle that usually the callers come up with every once in a while and say, you need a trick play. That's what Josh McDaniels
putting in
there. I don't know if
you guys knew it or not, but Edelman was a quarterback when he was in college.
Why don't they
make him throw the ball more?
That's what Josh McDaniels is now putting in to the game. Trick plays, because it's the only way they can confuse or deceive the defense.
So with all this time, I leave you with this. Nothing has changed.
No.
Nothing has changed.
Defense is still pretty good.
So you thought the defense
special
sucked because
teams
of what
is pretty
they,
good.
Your defense is great. You can't run offensively. You can't run it. You can't throw it. So, and Brady said this, I don't know how many weeks ago, like, our strength is our defense. And he doubled down on it yesterday.
Defense and special teams.
He added special teams this time. It's defense. It's special teams. It's coaching. I mean, so 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Yeah, but he's.
Right? 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Most teams would give their left testicle to have 3 out of 4.
Yeah, but he's on the offense right now, and he's sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. This is what I'm dealing with the rest of the way? Because you tell me, Isaiah Wynn's going to be back this week. It'll help a little bit, but does anybody think that that's the miracle pill that's going to cure all of us?
I think Brady's like this. To me, yesterday reminded me of like General Patton, right? Here's a guy that's used to advancing and attacking, and, you know, and we're gonna figure it out, and we're going to attack. But people are telling him, no, to hold pat, to dig trenches, and we're just going to hold the line. That's what he has to do. Just hold the line. Well, I want to advance.
Trickery.
I want to advance. No, no, you can't advance because you're not an asset anymore. Like so hold tight. We're going to send the defense in. They're going to take care of it, and then you guys are going to come on afterwards, and then you're going to kind of pick up the pieces.
Most competitive guy we've ever seen in this town probably matches guys like Larry Bird in the competitiveness. This is eating him up.
And you got, like you said, Isaiah Wynn. How much can he cure? Because I was looking, you know, because you can look at what this offense is points that they're putting up. You know, I was looking at offensive points, right? And the last 3 weeks, they're 24th in the league in offensive points per game, about 18 points a game. And the scary thing is there's some points in there that are hidden because those aren't like, you know, Dante Hightower returning a fumble for a touchdown or Van Noy or Winovich block punts. So that doesn't include those numbers. But it also doesn't include, like, you know, the interception at, like, the 10-yard line, 15-yard line of the opposing team where the Patriots actually score. Or the fumble recovery at the 20 where they go three and out and kick a field goal. Like, there's actually hidden points on top of those 18 that they don't deserve. Like, you're right, Christian. And this is the last three games because this is it. And maybe that's the frustration for Brady. This is it. Now, everybody can sit there and say, but Isaiah Wynn's coming back. Okay. But I think the frustration you're seeing from Tom is that this is what we have the rest of the year, and he's not sure if it's good enough, and I think he's got to come to the realization that their team, don't turn the ball over, let the defense win. And that's tough for him to handle.
And that is really tough for him to handle. Really
tough.
They
can't score.
And that is a defense, certainly the secondary, that they should have been able to have some success in the passing game and had very little. All right, let's get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction. I know a lot of people are going to look at it and say, why can't you look at the glass half full? They're 9-1 because listen to your quarterback. Your quarterback's not sitting there talking with the glass half full. All right, 617-779-7937. Bill Belichick coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Patriots Monday, and we do it all live down here at Gillette.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Thoughts about the struggles of drowning in the red zone. I know it's one of those things you don't like to take three ever. You had to take three pretty much your first time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have any more. I don't know.
Is there any way to remedy it? Like, is it just about just practicing and execution?
Yeah, I think that's right. Practice execution.
Tom, how would you describe the offense at this point in the year?
Up and down. That's what it looks like to me. So, yeah, we'd probably do everything better.
Tom, I think you're discouraged right now. A little different than the one.
Yeah. Well, we just played for 3 hours, so I think everyone's a little tired.
Are you concerned about the offense, or you feel like it's something that's going to work its way out?
I don't think it matters what I think. It matters what we do.
Can I tell you? That sounded like Belichick post-game, didn't it? Quick, concise answers, giving you virtually nothing, not pleased, not happy. I mean, it's almost like the two had switched roles because Bill was almost giddy on the post-game, and I'm wondering why. Maybe because they're down 10-0 in Philadelphia. The defense is having some problems. They make a couple of adjustments, and suddenly the defense shuts down that Philly offense. So he's looking at it saying, huh, at least I can fix one aspect of my team.
No, I would say that,
right?
there is some pride, I mean, that exists. So three out of the four units excelled.
Yes.
Three out of the four, yep. Right? So yep. Coaching excelled, yep. Special teams excelled, and punting and field goal unit and defense excels. Because I tell you what, the first drive, they really only had one drive. They had one long drive, 95 yards. Give them credit. They did a good job. That first drive where they got 3 points was aided by a pass interference call. So, which could have went either way, but the fact is they got the ball all the way down there. It was like completing a long pass. They held them, and they made them settle for 3 points, and they get another touchdown, and that's it. They don't get anything else. Defensively, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. They're still a badass. They're still a great defense. They still could be an historic defense.
Yep.
So I'm sticking with what I said from the beginning of the season. They're still going to go to the Super Bowl, but it's going to be all defense. 100% defense.
It's going to be old school Baltimore Ravens.
That's fine. We have a long list of examples of other teams that have done it.
Well, a ton of times. Yep.
Listen, I think the defense is good. Okay, but we have to mention the fact that Lane Johnson leaving that game affected that game.
No, I think that second quarter. I will say this, Lou. I think they made some adjustments.
Getting after the quarterback?
No, I think they had some trouble early on with the unbalanced line and how Philly was employing it. And there seemed to be some confusion, and I think they fixed it. I hear you. They ended up losing both of their tackles.
Well, they ended up losing Peters in the third quarter.
Right.
But here's look at this. Okay, so with Lane Johnson, zero sacks, 12 dropbacks. Without Lane Johnson, 5 sacks in 13 dropbacks.
Coincidental.
Oh,
you
boy.
Think?
Yes.
Like, so with Lane Johnson in 3 drives, they went 147 yards and 10 points. Without him in 7 drives, 36 yards.
Yeah, but I would
no
say...
No points.
Like,
say coincidence?
Yeah. How many came from the right side? Right. One?
Well, how does it affect the whole offensive line?
Well, I mean, if right tackle has got one guy, I mean, I would still say... All right, I'll give you. I'll take away 2 sacks, but I'll still say they figured them out. They kind of understood. I think the coverage had a lot to do with what Carson Wentz was doing, how long he was holding the football.
Hell of a coincidence, then.
Well, I know he said coincidence. I'm not calling it coincidence.
0 sacks and 12 dropbacks to 5 sacks and 13 and no yards. He was only there for 3 drives, and we know what those look like.
Well, you had a 49-yard pass interference penalty against Jason McCourty, and then they didn't get another yard after that, right? And so they settled for a field goal. So, and the unbalanced line, as I said, I think it seemed to confuse them early on. Belichick brought them to the sideline, worked it through it, and I think from that point on, the defense was tremendous.
Defense was very good. I think the defense is very good.
I'm looking at it that it was more coincidental than anything else because I just believe in this defense. The offense is a whole other story. And so this morning, Greg Hill has Tom Brady on as he does each and every Monday.
So you think he's going to be in a better mood, right? By the morning, I was thinking that he would be in a better mood. Maybe a little playful.
Well, the Hillman was trying to give him like a big gigantic hug,
a pep talk.
Yeah, I don't think it worked. I just don't think it worked because he's confused, Brady. He does not know what this offense is on any particular week.
How are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I was a little worried about you last night. I felt like maybe you needed a hug post game, and I know Nick would be the guy to give it to you, but. Was that as frustrated as you've ever been following a win?
I think I'm always, I said generally frustrated during football season. So, and I think it's very unique. I was very happy we won.
Yeah.
Just wish we would play better offensively.
Yeah. Well, I
gotta go do it. I don't think it's about, like I said,
We've heard enough. You could tell. Brady is still pissed off.
You know what gets me, and I continue this, we've said it now for weeks, because this used to be like a staple for Tom Brady. Even after wins, after losses, he would always, I feel like, on Monday, say, we left points out there. right? I mean, you know, it was frustrating because it's great. You know, we scored 30 points, we won, but I still feel like there's more. We
left a lot of 50.
We left a lot of points out there. I don't remember him saying that at all this year, like at all. Like, I think he realizes that they're just there. It's a struggle, and they're just squeezing everything they can out of this thing. Like, because to me, I always liked hearing him say, "Yeah, listen, we scored 33, but honestly, we left some points." And we've watched this team before and say, "Man, they put up 35." And there's a couple of drives that, you know, yeah, they could have put up 40s, high 40s. This team here, he hasn't said it once this year because he knows they haven't. They're struggling. They're lucky to get what they're getting.
Yeah, no question. All right, you know, let's get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. Here's Cal and Quincy first up today. Hey, Cal.
Yeah, gentlemen, good afternoon. Hey, first of all, Rex Ryan got a big mouth. He rode his father's coattails into the NFL, and it's just an embarrassment to perform.
Why?
So why you know, are you why are you upset at Rex? Because he said it was the worst Patriot offense he had seen?
No. You don't. First of all, he's a commentator, so he should be kind of, you know, not so biased that, you know, he shouldn't be drawing opinions.
He should be
like
giving
that,
strong opinions.
Chest, what he did as a coach. He has no rings on his fingers. He's a fat pig who sucks his wife's toes. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Let's be fair.
Why would you call today and you're all pissed off
because
about...
Because he said something bad about the Patriots. Listen, he's an analyst. His job is to give strong opinions. It's not to please Patriot fans.
Listen, I watched the game inside and out. You know what I mean? We're missing a left tackle. We're missing two blocking tight ends. We're missing our center out the middle.
But you're not getting any of that back. You're getting the left tackle. You're getting a left tackle who's played six quarters. That's what you're getting.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, my man. Trent Dilfer won with the defense. Just play the game. Play the game. Play the season out.
Okay. You're not concerned. You're not concerned. You're not concerned. You're not concerned. Okay, so why do you think Brady is? Cal, why do you think Brady is?
And, hey, I'd love to see him get ripped. I want to hear more press.
No. He's not upset.
This is unbelievable.
He's not ripped. He's not upset. You think that's what he sounds like right now?
Yeah.
That's pissed?
Lou, he has trouble speaking. Tom Brady,
what do
who
we
has
have?
Never...
Did I miss this Rex Ryan? Like, what do we have there? I don't know. Was it just you that he thinks it? The Ravens will...
Yeah, here's Rex Ryan.
A lot of them
will. Here's Rex Ryan.
It's easy, Greeny. The Ravens. Oh. Hey, what a team that just... Did they not just... You know, I mean, beat the tar out of your love Patriot team.
Yeah.
By the way, isn't this the time of year that I sit back and say, this is the worst New England Patriot team that I've seen forever?
Yeah.
It is. I believe it. They were 9-1. I don't care what their record. They will get crushed by the Ravens when they play them again in Baltimore.
Yeah.
They've won two Super Bowls.
True.
And they've gone into New England and whipped New England in the playoffs. So did I, by the way. And I'm just going to tell you, it's going to happen again wherever they play them.
Hey.
Play them in a parking lot, the Ravens will whip them.
All right. So he does love doing this every once in a while. We've heard this in the past from him. And there's an opening for him to do it. And
well, I would say this.
And he pounced on it.
If the AFC title game was tomorrow, how would you feel?
I wouldn't feel good.
All right.
He's a fat pig who sucks his wife's toes.
I would agree with if they were playing this week for the AFC title, then I would expect the Ravens to beat the hell out of this team.
Let me throw this one out.
I don't care where it's played.
Because I think people,
but it's not.
Yeah, I think people have left Kansas City in the dusk, and all they think of now is the Ravens. I would fear that you're going to get Kansas City in an early round, and you tell me, can this offense put up 28 points, 27 points against the Kansas City Chiefs? Because if anybody thinks that this defense, as good as it is, and I think we all agree, it is terrific, it's great, that they're going to limit the Kansas City Chiefs to 10 points?
And this is why I told you, you know, we start looking at teams that worry you, and it's completely reversal. I'm sorry. In the past, it was defenses that can punch your great offense in the mouth because your defense isn't that good against their offense. So you should be worried about defended-minded teams that are going to come and slow Tom Brady down. It's the opposite this year. Any kind of competent offense that can come in here and put a few drives together and put some points on a very good defense that you have, that's the team you should be worried about. It's not this, you know, the great defensive team. Now, they can shut your team down, but if their offense sucks, you can get points from your defense. But if you've got a good offensive team in here, that's the team you should be worried about, because now Tom Brady's going to have to actually put up 24 points, 27. And I don't care how bad your defense is. Does this look like a team that can go up against a bad defense and put up points?
No.
No, we've already seen it this year.
No,
they haven't.
And the thing that, to me, was a little bit disappointing is that they had 2 weeks to kind of work some of the kinks out. I think that's why Brady was so depressed when the game was over, because they did try to do some different things, and none of them were really working. Here's Brett in New Hampshire, next up here on OMF. Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Christian, I just want to say thank you for what you did last week, the diabetes. I'm 42. My older brother's 48, and he was diagnosed with diabetes when he was 17, and he's doing good.
Awesome. Great.
So my question was, it's not really a question. It's something I've noticed. Anybody else noticing that Tom is throwing the ball to his receivers at their feet for the past 3-4 weeks now?
Why do you think that
making
is?
Maybe he's...
Do you think Tom's lost it?
No, I'm not saying he's lost it, but maybe he's not trying to throw an interception.
Yes.
But he's got to get him in the numbers.
I don't know if it's
I think Tom Brady is the least of the problems with the offense. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's had a good year.
It's part of the problem.
But I don't think he's a big part of the problem, Lou.
Are we going to do blame
part
pie?
Of the problem. We'll do blame pie. We'll do it right after we take a break. We'll get back to the phone calls. 617-779-7937. Patriots Monday right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Tom Brady has played well one game this year, and that was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Skip, did you know this? In his last 5 games, Tom Brady has 4 touchdowns. Mm. Is that good? For an all-time great player, is that good, Skip? No, it is not good. Coach Belichick watched tape. Because Coach Belichick saw a guy have a 25 rating against the Giants. Follow that up with a 77. Follow that up with a 14 against the Baltimore Ravens. Follow that up with a 38. So you can say jealousy. You can say all you want to. But the numbers bear it out. He's 14th in QBR.
Wow.
He didn't throw another touchdown. Hold on, wait a minute. I know good and doggone well it didn't take him 47 attempts to get 216. Then that's great. They might win a Super Bowl, but it damn sure won't be because of Tom Brady.
Is that really Skip?
That's him.
So it's open. It's open season on Tom Brady, and you're going to get a lot of this because people have been waiting.
Was Shannon that emotional?
20 years.
Like when it came to like the last Super Bowl for Peyton Manning.
No.
They might win a Super Bowl, but they could be because of damn Peyton Manning.
Well, they've been waiting 20 years to do this, to pound on the guy.
Well, they win a Super Bowl, but they could be because of John freaking Elway.
He's going off the cliff, whatever. I'm telling you.
Trent Dilfer or Rob Johnson.
Please.
I mean.
So, I don't think a majority of this is Tom Brady. Matter of fact, I think it would be a lot worse if you did not have Tom Brady there. So let's look at what he's dealing with. He's dealing with a left tackle that is barely in the league. Okay, if we're looking at tackles, he is barely in the league. Maybe you get a little, certainly you're going to get an upgrade on Sunday. We'll see how big of an upgrade it is. He's had different receivers throughout the entire season, so every week you go back to practice, you're incorporating Antonio Brown, and then you're incorporating Josh Gordon, and then you're not, and then you're incorporating Mohamed Sanu. He's got no running game, and what's scary is teams are out on a nickel defense. Okay, nickel defense, and they can't run against the nickel right now. So They're not going to play the game. They're sitting there going, what's the biggest fear you have as a defensive coordinator? Tom Brady throwing the football. You're not worried about the run. And if you can contain the run with an extra DB out there to prevent Brady from throwing the football, you got him. And so Brady is looking at Julian Edelman being beaten up at the line of scrimmage, double coverage every single possession. Don't need the all-22s, Chatham, to tell you that. You can see it. And then he can't get the ball to him. He goes through his progressions. The problem is, as quick as Tom Brady is in releasing and unloading the ball, he can't get to that third receiver in his progressions. You know why? Because he's scrambling. He's not a scrambling quarterback. Notice
but
now.
But he has mobility.
Notice that in the pocket.
Once he
but
leaves the pocket is collapsing. He's a baby giraffe.
But exactly, the pocket is collapsing. And notice, Christian, he is now working to his right. Why do you think he's working to his right constantly?
Because he hates his left.
Because the pressure's coming from the left.
Yeah. So he's right brain dominant?
No. He's being dominated by the guy on the other side. So you guys tell me, how much of this is Tom Brady's fault?
Well, I mean, did you see the stat that they showed up on the screen? It was about the amount of receivers that he's thrown to. I think it was like at that point in time, 19. It was the most ever in his career. The amount of different receivers that have caught passes that he has thrown passes to, I think it was at 19. That's the most ever in his career. So as long as he's been playing, this is the time when you're going to sit there and mix and match and try and figure something out.
But that's not his fault.
No, it isn't his fault, but you're asking who's to blame. So, all right, so at what point in time do we stop saying, well, you know, because my whole thing was Brady can take average players, make them good players and make them great, and great players, Hall of Famers. So what's going on now?
Well, I just told you. So you don't have a tight end to throw to. Your tight end is non-existent, though. That was a great seam route with Ben Watson yesterday.
He's been productive.
I would say he's the quarterback of this team, so there's responsibility there.
Of course.
Is he the main reason? No.
Thank you.
We've seen this Tom Brady before, though. You know, maybe it's just not as ugly as this, but, you know, he always talks about trust, and it's, you know, wide receivers is usually the conversation. But we've seen this Tom Brady look like that when he doesn't trust the five guys in front of him. You know, where he doesn't trust that there's going to be guys coming at him, maybe at his feet or hitting him on the blind side or whatever. And maybe just a split second, he gets rid of the ball quicker. I think there was a couple of times where Romo was saying, even in that game, saying, you know, Tom, you know, maybe thought he had to get rid of it quicker than maybe he did. If he just had one more split second, took his time, delivered that throw. And I think this is where we're at right now with Tom. He's not trusting some of the weapons he has. They're new. He's certainly not trusting the five guys in front of him. So there is no trust, in my mind, when he drops back other than with Julian Edelman.
Nope.
So he's getting rid of the ball a little bit earlier than he normally would, and therefore he's not being accurate. So I put that on him. I still put that on him. I mean, he there was some bad throws.
You know, it's
some inaccurate throws from
usually,
him.
Like, you can – oh, we talked about guys who are injured. You can handle – you know, one injury at your tight end position, one injury at the offensive line position, wide receiver back, but you can't handle three injuries at the same position. I would say that you can't handle normally, listen, if you can't run, okay, fine, you can't run, we're going to lean on our passing game. If you can't pass, okay, we're going to lean on our running game. If you have young receivers, we're going to hang on our backs and our receivers. So to me, it's like everything that can go wrong is going wrong. All the challenges, it's all at once. Injuries, young, or just they've guys that have tapped out as far as what their potential is. They've reached their peak. Newhouse isn't getting any better. Receivers, they're not getting any older. You're not getting a veteran wide receiver. Sanu, and you got Edelman. That's it.
Which brings you to the most important guy he has. Now, I know Isaiah Wynn will come back. All right? It's N'Keal Harry, isn't it? I mean, you're right. Edelman is Edelman. Sanu, yesterday, wasn't really much there. Right? But still, he's Mohamed Sanu. You can rely on him. Your tight ends, you know what Ben's good for.
He got his leg caught up, too, early in the game, and I think that was a factor.
I'm just saying, you look around and you say, okay, I already know who all these guys are. Like, nothing's going to change. Isaiah Wynn will come back. That hopefully will change. What's going to change is the big guy out there on the left, and that's N'Keal Harry. Okay? How quickly can he get N'Keal Harry? Because if I'm Brady and I'm frustrated, I'm looking at this offense saying, Jesus, where's the growth? Where's the improvement coming from? I would be more excited about N'Keal Harry if he really does love him and say, I need to implement this guy. I need something else because I already know what everything else is. He's the only unknown. He's got to start using this guy. Yeah. And I know this week, just getting his feet wet, but as the weeks go on, Glenn, he's the difference.
I get it, but ball security right now, you already said it, Lou, in the first segment, ball security with Tom Brady is ultra important. He knows going into these games right now, they're winning with defense, they're winning with special teams, and the way they win with the offense is ball security. He doesn't turn it over. He almost turned it over twice yesterday.
All right, okay? You know what? Get his feet wet here. Even in the next couple of weeks, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City.
When you have a lead,
okay?
When you have a one-score game, it's very difficult.
All right, whatever. Cincinnati, what is that, week 14? 15, whatever the hell the number is, because it's Cincy, Buffalo, Miami. Like, what, you want to just kind of protect him in the next 2 or 3 weeks? Target that son of a bitch like 12, 13 times against Cincy.
Right.
Same thing against Miami. And figure the thing out. Because to me, he's the only one that could take this offense to somewhere else. Because you already know who everyone else is.
Right. All right, we'll get more into that whole rookie issue in a second. Let me get back to the phone calls. A lot of people want to talk about it. Bobby's up next. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
I'm there. Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Yep.
Can you hear
Go
me?
Ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
You know, now I'm going to actually feel bad about this because I love Tom Brady. But let's be honest, we have an incredibly inferior, unequipped offense. I think that's a given. But you have to say this. At this point, he's not a great quarterback. And coupled with that, we need the offense, obviously, to be much better for Tom to play well. But he's a good quarterback, but he's not great. And I think that needs to be said.
But why? Why is he? Why can't he be? If you put him with the right people and the right weapons on offense, do you not think that Tom Brady would be a top five quarterback in this league?
I don't know. But my point is, I think an elite quarterback certainly would be more effective on this team than he is right now. I mean, that's.
I think
that's,
it's fair.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Talking about Lamar Jackson, we're talking about Mahomes or somebody that can run, I would agree with you. And you know why those guys would help you better than Tom Brady? Because they would fix some of your problems. He can't run out of the pocket. He's not going to scramble. He's not going to throw on the run. He can't do that. So it's more a matter of his skill set, and the personnel that you have right now is not allowing him to do what he needs to do. But those other guys would bail you out because they would be able to make up for some of that. Is that fair to say?
I agree with what he said, and I don't think you should go crazy over it. And Tom Brady's not a great quarterback anymore. Right now, no. No, he's a good quarterback.
But I just told you why.
But I'm okay, well, when I
watched, Lamar Jackson would be better, Lou, obviously, because he would make up for the deficiencies you have, right? He would.
He
wouldn't be as good as he is in Baltimore because in Baltimore he's got runner.
The point is, he has. Say what you want about Ben Watson. Okay, he's got Edelman. He's got Sanu. He's got a couple young wide receivers that he doesn't want to implement in the offense yet. He's got good pass catching running backs. Mahomes is sitting there. He loses Tyreek Hill. He goes out there and throws his ass off. Again, we talk about Garoppolo. I know we crushed last week, but he threw four touchdowns. Recognize any of those guys? Any of them? You look around, you say, okay, Brady before, I think 5 years ago, we'd be sitting there and he'd have normal football games. He'd still have, Edelman and Sanu and these young kids would be chipping in and James White would be chipping in more, and they're not. So I don't have a problem saying that.
But that's my point. None of these guys are chipping in.
Why, though? I mean, it's because Brady's overthrowing James White in a swing pass in the flat. Because he's overthrowing guys.
How do we know it's definitely Tom Brady's fault and it's not because of the pressure that he's receiving or he's being...
He's getting pressured, but, how many times he's making bad throws? He's anticipating pressure.
You think he's a bigger part of the problem? Because you said initially you didn't. Now you think
he's a part of the problem, sure. I don't want to go blame pie. You probably give it 10%. I'd say it's more than that.
Okay. Scott's in Weymouth. Hey, Scott. Hello, Scott.
What's up? Excuse me. It's unbelievable.
Scott.
You only take my call once I take a bite of my slice of pizza.
We got a camera on you.
Oh, my God. All right. Good afternoon. Real quick, let me preface. Kristen, congratulations on your fundraising last week, brother. Good job.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, listen, Brady, you heard him on Greg Hill's show this morning. He sounds a little sullen, a little... Only the Patriots, and this is a positive thing, can be angry after a win on the road to go to 9-1. The reason he is such is this. He knows this is not a Super Bowl offense. He knows it. But the good news is this. There's still 7 to 8 weeks, real time, not NFL weeks, real time, almost 2 months, to get it together, to get in sync with these young receivers.
I'm not worried about them. I think they're hitting their stride at the right time. I can't wait to watch them blow out Dallas next week. I think they went out, go 15-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
If Tom's finding it hard to deal with, I think there's one person who he could call. He should call Peyton Manning. How did you do it? Well, he said, listen, Tom, all I did was make sure I made two big plays, because that was what Peyton Manning did. And you just got to get used to, and I would say Peyton Manning had better, maybe not better weapons, but overall a better offense.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Better overall.
So
just that alone.
If that's who he is, all right, and that's the reality.
There's no shame in that.
Okay.
No shame.
You pay that guy $35 million?
Well, I would say, if that's the case, if that's where you're going.
Is that what he's thinking?
If you're going down, then I sit there and say, okay, well, you obviously feel like the blame pie is 75% Brady. Brady's ineffective. Brady's gone off the cliff, because I would say if you fix them, if guys just get healthy, if your offensive line is just average, and then some of these young guys have a little bit more season, it's totally different. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, and this is where we were going even before the season started, with the weapons and the offensive line and the lack of a left tackle, and hoping a guy like Wynn, you know, works for this football team and can stay healthy. It was putting this pressure on Brady for the numbers to continue to diminish. You know, the quarterback rating is now down from it was last year. We all admit last year wasn't awesome. It was okay. But this year looks worse. So now all of a sudden, does it turn into, okay, well, we're going to pay that guy $35 million? Next year? You want to?
No, I think that's going to be a problem.
And he's setting them up. Yeah. You know, and I know things changed a little bit during the year, but now here we are with this offense and it's not working. Yeah. So it's setting it up for guys like Shannon Sharpe to get louder, Max Kellerman to get louder.
Oh, well, they were
and the next
louder
thing you know,
anyway.
You look around and maybe you get bounced in the AFC title game because your offense isn't going and Brady throws a couple picks. I think Brady sits there and says, Jesus, I've seen this act before. I want like $35 million next year, but I think the team's going to give me $35 million next year if I keep being the reason why we don't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to go to the offseason and where you're going into the offseason. I hear what you're saying, and it could open up that door. But I would say this, that they spent all week looking at what they could do against the Eagles' defense. They knew the front. They knew Fletcher Cox would be in the backfield virtually every play. And so they devised the screen pass. That's where we're going. They could not execute it on a regular basis. They couldn't get blockers out there. They couldn't get a wall out there. That to me is more alarming, that you spend the whole week, and we know this team.
Well, the other team's preparing too. I'm just saying the Eagles know that they put pressure on a quarterback, a top three in the league,
well,
or maybe more
the other team preparing
than anybody in the league. So they also know this offensive line is horrible. So if I'm the defense, yeah, I'd prepare my team for a lot of short passes, a lot of screen passes. He's going to get rid of it quick. They were prepared defensively.
Yeah, because they know that Philly's front over-pursues. But the fact is that they couldn't execute it at all. Matter of fact, they were losing yardage on the screen pass.
Because they defended it.
And to me, that is the most worrisome thing, is that you sat down, you had a game plan, and you were lost. Matter of fact, you know what you did? You reverted back to the no huddle, because it was the only way you could wear down that defensive front and maybe run a little bit. And you still need
a trick play.
Right, and you still needed a trick play. And you needed no turnovers by Tom Brady, because if you had one turnover, that game probably was going in the other column for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This hour's been brought to you by Golfers Warehouse. Bill Belichick will join us in the 5 o'clock hour, but we're right back to your phone calls. Your reaction: defense, tremendous. Special teams, tremendous. How about this? Nick Folk is actually bailing your ass out. Not bad. Offense, wow. We get to more of your phone calls coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.